Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome to the Browsly Rumo Group Newswires conference call. I am Maria, the Chorus Call operator. The conference must not be recorded for publication or broadcast. At this time, it's my pleasure to hand over to Mr. Fabio Cannavale, Chairman of Browsly Rumo Group. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon or good morning, wherever you currently are on the planet. Welcome to the first full-year result conference call of Browsly Rumo Group. With me here on the call are Francesco Signoretti, our CEO, Gaspar Santoja, our CFO, as well Matthew Cormack, Deputy CEO. I note that this call contains forward-looking statements. Let us directly go to slide number two, which highlights what we would like to discuss today. 2014 was another very special year in the existence of our company. 2014 was marked by the 10th anniversary of our first route as a company, Vola Gratis, the IPO at Six Swiss Exchange, and most importantly, the kickoff of the lastminute.com acquisition process, which was recently successfully closed. Today, thanks to this investment, we have the size, competency, and know-how to achieve our goals. And we have a clear vision of where we want to go in a travel market that, while still growing, continues to be very competitive. We have developed a clear strategy how to succeed in this environment. As we demonstrate with the 2014 results, focus was on growing volume and customer base rather than short-term profitability. Our growth in 2014 was driven by acquisition and international expansion, with a rebalanced mix between service agency fee and other source of revenues. Also, we understood that we need to adopt an integrated approach to offline and online brand marketing investments. These are needed as a strategic alternative to digital channels in order to reinforce long-term customer relations. Now, let us look at our priorities and what we will drive our business in 2015. Innovation comes first. We want to simplify the life of travelers. We want to build a long-term value for travelers and for our investors. The acquisition of lastminute.com is crucial for bridging the gap to achieve our objectives. We will fast integration process. We will do a very fast integration of this company. Goal is to create one company and one core brand. Hence, 2015 will be a transition year with a strong focus on integration. We will unlock the potential and exploit the full synergy as of 2016. By then, we should return to the profitability level we have seen in 2013 and overperform against the average of market growth. You see, the journey of Browsly Rumo Group continues. Our future is bright. Our future is pink. With that, let me hand over to Francesco Signoretti. Francesco, please.
Thank you, Fabio. Good afternoon to everybody. Let's start from reviewing 2014 results. As Fabio said before, basically our focus was on continuing growing on volume and customer base rather than defending short-term profitability. And this was mainly due to a continuing very competitive market environment, and the results are somehow showing this strategy that we have executed during the 2014. So in terms of gross travel value, we are in the range with 1,311,000,000 of gross travel value. In terms of revenues, we are in the high range with 147,000,000 of revenues. And in EBITDA, we are below the range with 21.1 million of euro. And again, let's see at page four which has been the KPI that proves the growth strategy that we have pursued during the last year. In terms of gross travel value, the growth has been very interesting. I want to highlight the fact that this growth has purely organic, because gross travel value and number of bookings, the contribution of MetaSearch business is, of course, not included. So for the organic OTA business, we have been growing almost 25% in terms of gross travel value, with more than 1 billion and 300 million of gross travel value. In terms of bookings, we reached 3.5 million of bookings with a growth of 19%. The lower growth on the number of bookings is driven by an increase of the average ticket of our bookings. Several factors as determined this increase of the average value is increased the number of passengers per booking. We have a different geographical mix with bookings outside our core market with a higher average ticket. We are somehow also pushed much our market investment versus a different product mix with GDS flights having a higher weight than low-cost flights. And then there is also underlined a minor increase in the fares. Let's go to page 5, and let's have a look at our growth in revenues. Our growth in revenues overall has been 19.3%. So basically, this growth has been divided by both internal and organic growth and external by acquisitions. Let's talk about the organic growth. The OTA business has grown 8.8%. The flight business has grown 7.8% year-on-year. The lower growth than volumes is driven by the reduction in average service and agency fees. This, again, is a consequence of the market competitiveness, mainly in our core countries like Italy and Spain. We have somehow offset partially this reduction of service and agency fees, increasing other sources of incomes like GDS, commission of airlines, and also other ancillary revenues. The non-flight business has increased more than proportionally in the OTA business, around 13%, with an accelerated growth in the second semester driven by a strong marketing investment, mainly in Spain, through all the product categories. So cruises, first hotel, and dynamic packages. Also, JetCosta in the MetaSearch business, I remember, has been acquired at the end of 2013, has contributed with 30 million of revenues. We are talking about third-party revenues, plus 10% on a like-for-like basis versus previous year. Also, for JetCosta, we have started in the last part of the year, especially in the Q4, a more aggressive marketing commercial strategy outside France. This is the core country for the JetCosta business. Let's go to page 6, and I think it's interesting to have a look at our geography mix, and we can see a very different dynamics between our growth in core countries versus other countries. In Italy and Spain, where we said that we are still facing a pretty competitive environment, we had not satisfactory results. In Italy, we have registered a decrease of 5.6% in terms of revenues. It's been a combination, again, of volumes and pricing pressures, but it's also impacted by the fact that we have not this year invested like we did in 2013 in offline brand marketing. And by the way, this has been also a confirm that we really need to return to have a more integrated online-offline marketing approach. And this is one of the things that we are going to do in 2015, also thanks to lastminute.com brand and skills on this. We will come back on this point later on, talking about value of the acquisition. In Spain, we are registering a slight increase of 4.3%. Here, we are finally seeing some recovery results from the fine-tuning of the flight platform. As you maybe remember, we have migrated the Rumbo platform into BravoFly platform at the beginning of 2014, and we were expecting somehow an impact about this migration. After 6 months, 7 months from the migration and the fine-tuning, we finally begin to see recovery signs and increase in volumes and revenues also in Spain. France is a good news. Very strong growth, mainly driven by the JetCost acquisition, but not only. We are also growing on an organic basis of more than 10%, and this we are really seeing significant recovery in the last months of the year and also in the first quarter of 2015. So France is a country where we are very satisfactory growing. Clearly, the major driver of growth has been other countries. So our international expansion continues in a profitable way. We know that the unitary profit is lower, but it's still positive, and we're growing a lot in Nordics, in Scandinavia, like Sweden, Norway, and also in Asia-Pacific. We're also expecting to increase our contribution, our revenues, unitary revenues per booking in other international countries, also thanks to new ancillary products that we've just launched at the end of December, like the new fare, flex fare options. Let's go to page 7. In order to sustain our growth of customers and volumes, we have also an increase in operating costs and mainly in marketing. Marketing costs has increased by 3% as percentage of revenues. Several mixed effects. Again, higher competitive pressures in core markets. Expanding outside core markets are clearly present higher marketing investments. Then mobile. Mobile is traffic from mobile and contribution of bookings from mobile are growing in a very significant way. Year on year, we are talking about 150% growth of bookings coming from mobile device. We know this is a structural problem from the industry, that the conversion of mobile is lower than desktop. We are continuously working on this. We are realizing, as we said, our booking flow to be mobile compliant, let's say, and mobile friendly, and we are registering increase in conversion in mobile. Clearly, still lower than desktop, so this has also had an impact on the marketing acquisition cost of the traffic coming from mobile. Personnel cost has increased in absolute terms by 1.9 million, but this was planned. I remind you that with Rumbo acquisition, we didn't have any target of reduction, and we have still been hiring during 2014, especially in the IT part, talents, and we have invested in resources in order to pursue our innovation roadmap. But the weight as percentage of revenues has decreased year on year of 1.5%. Other operating costs are increasing in percentage of revenues. Again, this is mainly a mixed effect. Growing outside euro area drives higher acquiring costs. Credit card processing cost is clearly it's more expensive from a merchant perspective acquiring an Australian customers or a Russian customer in rublos rather than European customers paying in euro. Page 8 at the end is the synthesis of the adjusted EBITDA. As we see, we have been the OTA profitability has been impacted, and this is clearly not a satisfactory result. And the overall adjusted EBITDA has decreased by 7.3%, with a contribution of the MetaSearch of 5.1 million. In the adjusted EBITDA calculation, I think it's to take in account are the IPO-related costs that are close to 4 million of euro. So this has been basically the results of 2014. Now we want to talk about the future, and we want to, first of all, page 10, to restate our strategy going forward. That is the same that we have been stated during the last month. Our vision right now is clearly driven by innovation. What does it mean? We want really to more and more, transform our business model from a pure online travel agency that is looking at research and booking as the main source of revenues at the end, to a smart travel provider. What do we mean by being a smart travel provider? We think that we have all the information about the customers and all the capabilities from a technological standpoint to really offer to our users much more than selling a flight ticket. We know when the customer is leaving, we know where he's leaving, we can really offer a range of value-added services, of new ancillary services, and we can exploit and leverage on mobile as a channel to deliver these services and this value. This is something very important to us. This is at the center of our strategy. So we are working in developing mobile native platforms. We are reviewing completely our booking flow. We are continuously investing in resources, in technology to make it happen. But on top of this, organic execution strategy driven by innovation, there's also M&A opportunities. And we want then elaborate on the value that strategic acquisition like lastminute.com can bring in this strategic view and how we can accelerate our our objectives on several success key factors that we are going to analyze one by one. So I would go to page 11. We think that the lastminute.com acquisition is really a strategic acquisition per several factors. First of all, the brand. Clearly, lastminute.com represents very well known, with more than 90% of spontaneous brand awareness across Europe. This is a major value added. Matthew will then elaborate on this and will also explain our brand portfolio strategy, how we want to leverage on this global brand of lastminute.com. Second point is scale. In this, in a world, in a complex scenario like we are facing, where we are also more and more needing an integrated online-offline approach with marketing investments, scale does matter. And with the lastminute.com contribution, we are doubling our size and relevance. And so also this can really accelerate the capability that we have in terms of investment. The acquisition of lastminute.com can also reinforce our position as a market leader in major European countries. We will see as UK becomes our first country, but we reinforce our position in France, Italy, Spain, and Germany. Product mix. This is, I think, one of the major value that we are getting from lastminute.com. As you know, Browser Rombo Group has a product mix that is 80% coming from flights and 20% from other products. With the acquisition of lastminute.com, we will have much more balanced mix, especially in the hotel business. That is something that for us is very important, especially for the vacation package business, where we can combine a very good offer of hotels from lastminute.com and flights from the BravoFly Room Group. On a technology standpoint, we are increasing our development capacity and competence centers like mobile or interesting development center in Bangalore in India. The good news from this deal is also that our financial position has not been impacted, because basically the acquisition of last minute did not have no material impact on our net cash position. We acquired lastminute.com thanks to a commercial agreement, a reinforcing commercial agreement with Sabre. And this, I think, is one of the major opportunities, because we are still in a very strong and robust financial position. Last but not least, we are acquiring a very experienced management team. Senior management team. We are combining different cultures, and diversity is becoming more and more important. We are acquiring strong integration capabilities because Matthew himself has been going through different integration with Lastminute.com, and also, as I was mentioning before, marketing skills, especially in the branding area. And this is exactly, in particular, what is the value from of Matthew. And now I hand over to Matthew to better explain some of these value that the acquisition is bringing to the company.
Yeah, thank you, Francesco, and good afternoon, everybody. Let's move to slide 12 and refer back to the growth and doubling of size in this business, particularly in a sector where we're seeing a lot of consolidation. So size is important. And as we double in size, we also are doubling and increasing exponentially the number of customers and trips that we're handling throughout Europe and the number of countries that we reach and the scale that we reach in those countries. Now, we're doing that with a new brand, with lastminute.com, which I'll talk about in a minute as a brand. What this brand does have is affinity. Consumers like this brand. We know that through our research. But importantly, suppliers like this brand too. So our supply partners, hotels that we work with directly, and other supply partners in things like theater and packaging. And that's important because they want us to succeed. We provide a balance in the marketplace, and as a European growth engine, that's important for them. And particularly as you look on slide 13 and what Francesco referred to before, we're balancing our product mix and our geographic mix. Today, we have a number of categories which become more important as we combine both businesses. In particular, with our packaging business, where today we combine, let's say, a hotel and a flight, either for consumers to take a short break to Barcelona or indeed to take a week's holiday to Spain or to Greece. Those businesses today are strong, particularly in places like the UK and France, which gives weight to the revenue mix that you see here on slide 13. Equally, Lastminute.com brings a hotel business, which has some scale to the group, particularly with differentiated products like, for example, Top Secret Hotel. Top Secret Hotel is a consumer marketing offer where the consumer doesn't know what they're buying until they've paid for it. Now, you may think that is counterintuitive, but consumers get a great discount on 4- and 5-star hotels, particularly in main cities like London and Paris. This balancing out of our revenue position geographically also gives the group some opportunity, and it gives some opportunity as we think about the integration, which I'll now talk to on slide 14. There are three essential elements for us to be successful in our integration. One is around people, one around technology, and one around brand. These three principles break down in terms of the action plan that we have developed and are developing right now. And the first stage is around our people and creating an organization which has clarity and accountability to deliver against that plan. Already, on the first day of the close of the acquisition, we installed a new organization, as evidenced by the role that I'm taking here today with Francesco. We designated Chiasso in southern Switzerland as the headquarters, supported by global competence centers in places like London, Paris, Madrid, and Bangalore in India. The second element is addressing a scalable technology architecture, which really gives us a solid foundation upon which to deliver the growth ambitions which Francesco will talk to. We're really focusing our energy here on ensuring that we have a simple, scalable architecture, and that's something we'll be working through this year. Finally, we'll be focusing our energy on developing one global expandable consumer brand, which is supported by accelerated investment, and that's something I will come on and talk to now on slide 15. As the new group, we will have a portfolio strategy of brands, and this is not unknown in our space. Other players have a similar strategy for generating portfolios of brands, but we think we have a very clear strategy and set of goals in front of us. Our primary brand, where we will drive offline investment, offline being investment channels such as TV, radio, press, outdoor, will be through lastminute.com, which is a recognizable brand and highly scalable in its affinity and its cut through, indeed, with different cultures and different languages. However, we will also be driving volume and digital investment through selected channels and geographies with our other important brands, with brands like Rimbo in Spain, or indeed Jetcost, the metasearch player, which primarily started in France, but which is now expanding out. So we have some digital plays, which generate space on the digital shelf, but we have our iconic brand, which will generate spend and generate share of voice for us through lastminute.com. And that spend offline will also help us become more efficient online with our digital spend on lastminute.com. So one brand will lead the group. And indeed, as we think about that one brand leading the group, it's also challenged us to think about the name of the group as a whole. And indeed, we have a proposal today to change the corporate name from Bravo Fly Rumbo Group to lastminute.com. And obviously, we will follow the appropriate approval processes to see that through. But that's something we've also been talking about today. So on the back of the integration and the brand work, let me hand back to Francesco now to talk about the way we're addressing this through our organization.
Thank you, Matthew. Yes, indeed, we in the integration process, we have the day of the closing, already announced the new organization, an organization that is not geographical based, so there is not UK, Spain, or Switzerland, but is functional, so by business category, so flight, travel and leisure, meta search. We want to leverage the best talents that we have in our group, in the combined group, and exploit this diversity. In order also to retain and to increase the commitment of this talent, we are launching a new long-term incentive plan. We are giving the possibility to key talents to invest in shares of the group, of the company, at a market price, with a 4-year plan financed by Bravo Fly Rumbo Group. It's interesting that this plan is attracting not only, let's say, Bravo Fly, but also, of course, the key talents of the lastminute.com. In terms of governance, what we have defined is a very clear governance, again, by business categories. This is page 17, the new composition of the executive management team. Apart myself and Matthew, Deputy CEO, will lead the integration process. He's the head of the integration process, but he will also coordinate marketing and sales, given this extraordinary effort that we are going to do not only in online but also in offline marketing. Andrea Bertoli, Deputy CEO, he will lead the travel and leisure categories, so direct packaging, hotel, cruises, lifestyle, so for example the theater tickets, business line that is present in lastminute.com. Jerome, the founder of Jetcost, is leading the MetaSearch product categories, and Gaspar is our chief financial officer. So let's switch to page 19, and in line with the long-term strategy of the group, aiming to create sustainable value in the long term, we have decided to disclose mid-term targets instead of annual guidance. We believe that this is supported with regards to our focus on volume and customer-based growth and in line with the rationale of the lastminute.com acquisition. will lead to a real transformation of the structure of our group. This acquisition imposes us a careful management or challenging integration plan, but on the other hand, we are sure we bring the group to create value for shareholders thanks to scale, strong brand awareness, breadth of product mix, the key success factor that we discussed before. Our effort is then to steal growth over performing the respective industry rate and achieve by 2017 a gross order value of €3 billion, revenues of €330 million, and an EBITDA margin above 18%. There are no other M&A deals included in the assumption that are based substantially on the recovery of lastminute.com performance and on synergy we can generate thanks to the perfect complementarity of our business, between the business between Bravo Fly Rumbo and lastminute.com. We are confident to gain first benefits from the integration plan by 2016 going onwards, while 2015 is clearly a transition year, will be affected by extra cost, and also we reflect the consolidation of the current negative profitability of lastminute.com that in 2014 was a negative EBITDA of €7 million. We have clear then an ambition, a more long-term vision. We said we want to really become a smart travel provider, and we want to be one of the European market leaders, with an ambition of being a company of €5 billion euro of gross travel value, €600 million revenues, and a profitability around EBITDA margin around 25%. In this case, clearly also M&A would help. We think we have sound and robust financial structure supporting a continuous investment process in new opportunities. We have talented and skilled management team. We are focused on innovation, driving the change of our industry. Definitely, we think that we can rely on all the needed success key factors, enabling our transformation from a simple TA to a real smart travel provider. I will now open, I think, and leave the floor to questions.
First question comes from Andrea Ferra, Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I have two questions, please. First of all, can you please let us know what the organic growth rate has been for Lastminute in the last couple of years, as well as explain why the company was lost €7 million on EBITDA last year? And my second question relates to your guidance for 2017. It seems to imply that the net revenue margin would stay at 11%, even though it's been coming down over the last 3 years. And it also implies a target EBITDA margin that is above the 2014 level. So what gives you the confidence that you'll be able to deliver such a strong turnaround in this period of time? Thanks.
Okay, I will leave the first question to Matthew, and then I will go for the second one.
Okay. Thanks, Francesco. Hi, Andrea. Let me start your question really from the second part of your question, which was what was driving the loss, as I think that will then start to answer the question around organic growth rate. Mm-hmm. There are essentially two elements to the lastminute.com story over the last 3 years, certainly which I was involved in as the CEO. And as we started to address what was some historical and legacy fragmentation and complexity of the business, if you recall, lastminute.com was essentially a collection of acquisitions which were made through roughly 2002, 2005. That collection of acquisitions then created complexity and fragmentation. And as we started to address that fundamentally 3 years ago, we had to make some choices, particularly on both revenue and cost. On the revenue side, we had to focus in on a number of areas where we thought we could generate some progress, and indeed on areas like packaging, and indeed on areas like hotel, we were able to generate some growth. and we were very pleased with that. But what that also meant was, as we made choices about where we would and would not focus on revenue growth, we also chose to forego some revenue in the scope of focusing on the revenue priorities, which meant that we either had a stable position or indeed, in some instances, a declining revenue position as we went through that transformation. So that's the first element in terms of the revenue story. In terms of the cost story, principally in terms of the fixed cost structures and infrastructures of the business, these high costs were driven by fragmentation of technology and processes, which we started and did a good job in reducing over a period of time. Now, what I would say is the acquisition of lastminute.com by BravoFly Rumbo Group is a perfect opportunity, really, for lastminute.com and BravoFly Rumbo Group to eliminate any residual complexity and fragmentation which remains in these systems. And our priority goal in terms of the integration is to be constructing scalable structures. And that, of course, creates opportunity for us as we look into 2016 and beyond in terms of synergies, in both in terms of variable and fixed cost platforms. So I think hopefully that answers your question, Andrea. We've been looking at both the revenue and the cost side. We've had to forego some revenue opportunity to focus where we could win. And also we've made some great improvements in cost. But I think the real opportunity now comes as we integrate with BravoFly Rumbo Group.
Yes, and talking about targets that we are giving for 2017, basically we have, as Matthew said, identified really a set of clear synergies on revenues, on variable cost, and on fixed cost. First consideration, very interesting, the structure of the P&L of lastminute.com that is presenting a profit, let's say a gross margin, a gross profit contribution that is higher than the BravoFly Rumbo Group. So this is very interesting for us because it means that thanks to the brands, thanks to the, at the end, lower marketing investment, they could really reach interesting level of revenue. So this is what, something we want to leverage. On the other side, it means that there are also clear synergies on the cost side, especially on the G&A cost side that are somehow penalizing currently the P&L of lastminute.com. So we are really confident so that the scale that we are going to reach with the combination of the two company, of the two business, and the breadth of product mix make us be very confident on the top line growth, and then all the synergies that we have identified, that we are in these days detailing, will generate and will make it possible to return at 2013 profitability levels.
Can I just ask a follow-up, just to clarify something? In the Rumbo acquisition, you maintained all the employees in Spain as well. Will you be cutting the workforce at lastminute.com as you move the business onto your platform? Thanks.
Sure, I'll take that. You know, we've got a lot of work to do on our integration planning this year. We've got no current plans for workforce changes. Clearly, what we need to do is focus on creating the scalable infrastructures and platforms which allow this business to grow. This is all around creating the growth behind the brands that we have here, and we need those scalable infrastructures to do that. Clearly, as we go through the integration planning, we'll look for ways to optimize the structure, the cost, both fixed and variable, and those are things that we'll be doing through this year, and obviously we'll update you as appropriate as we go through the disclosures that we make in the future.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Next question comes from Mr. Felix Remers, Credit Suisse. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi everyone. Thank you for taking my questions. I actually have three. So first on the, you know, competitive environment in your core markets, what has changed compared to, you know, H1 and H2 2014, and how is the market behaving, you know, going into 2015? and what does your guidance, you know, of increasing EBITDA, you know, imply? Does it imply an improvement in the, you know, competitive situation here? And second question would be on Skyscanner. How is your relationship with Skyscanner doing? I remember that you had, you know, they had a change of strategy, and can we have an update on that? And finally, the third question on regulation. Can you give us an update here? What is still pending in which countries? Is there any, you know, still, you know, pending changes you would have to make on certain websites? Thank you.
Okay. So let's start from the first, competitiveness dynamics during 2014. Allora, in Italy and Spain, we said that it's still strongly competitive, the situation. In Spain, we are beginning to recover somehow, as I said, this is mainly driven by the fact that we are finally have a platform that is, I would say, almost fully optimized. Completely different situation is France. In France, we are really growing, and we are seeing very significant recovery since the last month of last year and also in the first month of this year. So this regarding our core markets, let's say, the ones that have been impacted more from these competitive pressures. Skyscanner is still continuing in its policy, and our relationship with Skyscanner are very good, and we are more and more collaborating with them, not only on a retail basis, but also somehow on a wholesale basis. Regulation. As you know, regulation is something that is, I mean, the main problem is that every single country is a different story. So apart from being part of a European community, we have different application of this regulation in different countries, so we are ongoing, somehow open discussion still, I would say, in France, that is still pending, but it's closed in Italy. And I would say this regarding the core countries, this is the situation.
Maybe one follow-up on the regulation. If there are, you know, major changes to your website, do you still would you foresee any impact on your booking levels?
I mean, I think that all the major changes regarding the to be compliant with the pricing display policy has been rolled out everywhere. So. I don't see any major threat coming from this at this moment.
Okay, thank you. Maybe one last question I have is regarding the higher credit card processing costs that have impacted you in H2 particularly, I think. Can you explain that in more detail? I didn't get that, what happened there and why that cost item increased significantly.
I will let Gaspar explain this.
Hi, Felix. It's Gaspar speaking. Basically, depending where the merchant is based, the cost of processing credit card changes. So within the European Union, the cost of transaction is relatively low. When you go out to outside Europe, the cost of the transactions can triple the cost of the credit card in Europe. So basically, the different country mix in our sales has contributed to an increase in the weight of this item. Also, you saw that the gross travel value has increased more proportionally than the revenues, and the gross travel value is the other driver of this cost. So these two factors make an increase in the weight of this cost out of the total revenues.
Very clear. Thank you very much.
Next question comes from Paul Cizak, Irrigate. Please go ahead.
Hi there. I just wanted to follow up on a question that was asked earlier, and would be great to let's get a little bit more color on it. It's around the guidance of improving EBITDA for your OTA business. Could you explain a little bit more what your expectations are and what drives the EBITDA increase? Is it volume? Is it margins? And what is it actually? Thank you.
As I said before, we're setting these targets Regarding top line, basically we are continuing to grow in terms of volumes and then in terms of revenues. And this is, I think, is let's say the main focus now that we have proved in 2014, and we want to keep on growing in the next years. Again, also the different product mix would help us to keep on this growth rate, you know, having a balanced product mix with flight at only 50%, only let's say from 80% to 50% of our overall revenues. And this is, let's say, talking about top line. Regarding the profitability, as we said, we have clearly identified some synergies in variable and in fixed cost, and we do think that after 1 year of tough execution of the integration, where we are creating the basis for a new one company with one single IT platform, we will from 2016 and 2017, we will be in the position to exploit the full potential of these synergies, and therefore we could go back to the profitability levels that we were used to have in 2013. So it's a mix, of course, of revenues and cost synergies.
Okay. But it doesn't sound like there's kind of a more natural or organic recovery in the margins in the market. It's actions that you take.
Did you get it?
Sure. There's no organic recovery in margins. That's the question. It's
organic recovery.
It's actions that you take that you believe lead to the future.
Oh, yes, of course. I mean, okay, I understood what you now I understand. We said that our main focus is innovation, and through innovation, we want really to provide additional services that can offset, which is the current trend of decrease of unitary revenues. This is exactly what we are focusing on. We will increase mobile conversion, for example. So this will drive as well a benefit from an organic perspective. So this is, let's say, embedded in the strategy that is basically more and more shifting from the traditional OTA business to what we call the smart travel provider. So, covering the full needs of our customers and not only, the flight ticket purchase.
Okay. Thank you very much.
That's cool.
Next question comes from Nicolo Pessina, Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I just have one question. I would like to ask if you could quantify potential restructuring costs for the turnaround of lastminute.com and if they are eventually included in the 18% EBITDA margin guidance you provide for 2017. Thanks.
As I said, we have completely clear which are the synergies that lead to these targets that we are setting. But we are exactly working on this in these days. We are at the first stage of our integration plan, and we are detailing these synergies, and we are also, defining the timing in which we could exploit the full potential of such synergies. So this is part of the integration plan that we are exactly working on right now. So there is no further details on this.
Right, thanks.
Sorry?
This is Gaspar speaking. Hi, Nicolo. Regarding the second piece of your question, I confirm that extraordinary costs are not included in the EBITDA.
Yes, of course.
We are always talking on adjusted EBITDA.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions. Jensen, would you like to add any final comments?
I would like just thank everybody for participation on our call and say hello to everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing Chorus Call and thank you for participating in the conference. You may now disconnect your line. Goodbye.